whole section. And you can't stop me. Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Rescue Rangers theme by The Human Tim before that villain song by Kirby Crackle. If you can't guess from the double lineup of songs.
Song heavy.
It's going to be one of them shows. Bear, what's been going on? How have you been?
Oh, man, I've been good. You know, making my way.
Yeah,
down
making
the
your way.
Downtown.
Is that it?
Yeah, you know.
I
keep it going. Nah.
For those that don't know, for those first time listeners, you know, we're in for a treat tonight because it's going to be a music heavy and a news heavy show.
You don't have to listen to us as much. Yay!
Nope, that's it. But if you do want to listen to us online, perhaps we have all of our shows, though I am...
Without the music.
I am backlogged a little bit. I need to add, we're four
really
shows
all
behind.
Your fault.
It is my fault. I'm the one that does everything on the show, on the website.
I make the show good, though.
Oh, you
without me, you're nothing.
This is adjacency. The quality is based off of adjacency.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, all I'm trying to say is that we have a lot of shows online. Soon to be all of them up to tonight's show will be online on our website. Bear, what is the website where all the stuff is
on? It's the same place we keep it, at exppoints.com. Double tap.
I'm glad it's the same place that we keep it. It's a completely different website now, guys, all of a sudden.
We should just have like a rotating URL.
That's it.
Just to mess with people.
If you want to get to connect to us with social media and everything, you can connect to us via exppoints.com/social. That's our social media landing page. It's got our Facebook, our Twitter, our Google+, all of that stuff. If you want to be part of our Steam community, you can join it there. If you want to give us money for talking to you on the radio and being your friend, your radio friends.
You can make my mouth noises.
There's PayPal and there's Patreon. Two different ways of doing it. PayPal, straight donation, and we thank you in advance. Patreon is a donation, and we thank you in advance, but we have to do stuff sort of for it. So you give us $5 and we bake a cupcake.
And I'll say things like Burger Flickle.
Burger Flickle.
On the air.
Burger Flickle. I think that was a free one. We just gave out Burger Flickle. So,
free example.
Whoever was going to pay us $5 to say Burger Flickle on the air.
You know, if the person hears that, I bet he will actually give us $5 to say it again.
We just said it like six times.
Burger Flickle.
Seven time, so it's done. Anyway, we are going to cut to two songs, come back and tell you what we did this past week. This is Tabletop by Beefy, followed by Pokemon by Arion, both really top-notch songs.
Enjoy.
You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points, still MG.
Always Red Bear.
That was Pokemon by Arion. Before that, Tabletop by Beefy. Again, top-notch songs, if you didn't hear me say it the first time. Bear.
Did you like them?
I liked them.
I think you liked those songs.
I liked them. They're on our show, so we must like them.
Yeah.
Did you? You voted.
I voted. I did the voting thing.
The two important people
We stood
voted.
In the studio, and I said, we can play those.
That's good, man. We can do that. What did you do last week? What trials and tribulations?
Talk about trials and tribulations.
So hold on. Let's recap real quick. Previously on Experience Points. So you had your gaming computer in like storage.
It's still in storage. It's there.
So you've only been playing like DS, I guess.
Yeah, I've been playing the DS a lot.
Nice.
Catching all the Pokemon.
That and you've been playing like Super Mario Brothers on your calculator, I imagine.
Dude, I should actually go get the 89.
Anyway,
I have an idea later. But anyway, last week our tabletop team met up again. I fell asleep. But when I woke up, I fell asleep IRL. And then when I woke up, apparently we had convinced a dragon to follow us. And he's just chilling. And we're lying to him about being able to get to a treasure.
Awesome.
So we're probably going to die later.
So he wants gold.
Or
she wants gold.
Actually, I don't know the sex of the dragon. Mm. And that was a debated topic last time when we all found out either way, this was a chick after a year of playing with
this dragon
team.
Is hot either way.
Ayo.
That's it.
So, yeah, it's going to be bad news for our party when the dragon finds out that it can't get the coin it wants.
Or maybe it's like, no, I didn't really even want the treasure.
I just wanted friends and you guys. But and then there's a little movie that came out. I don't know if you heard about it.
Which one?
It's Angry Joe.
Angry Joe
or something.
Angry Joe's a YouTube.
Angry Joe Fluffy Road.
That's it.
Yeah.
Fluffy Road.
Angry Joe Fluffy Road. I believe that's what it was.
It's so dusty out here, guys. Why?
That's actually reminding me of Yoshi's Island, Touch Fuzzy, Get Dizzy. Best level. Anyway, it was Mad Max Fury Road.
Awesome.
Best movie that you'll ever see.
Really?
I've seen the best movie
it's
ever.
Better than Road Warrior?
Yes.
Careful now.
Yes.
Because Road Warrior is pretty... I'd like
Have you seen Fury Road
I haven't seen
yet.
Fury Road. I want to go see it.
You should go see Fury Road. I heard... In fact, after the show, we should go see Charlize Fury Road.
Charlize Theron's pretty good looking with a shaved head and a robot arm.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously. Yep. But just the whole movie.
Covered in oil. Covered in motor oil.
Yep. Cars with two engines and everything. So actually, side point on this, there's a guitar guy playing in front of like this wall of speakers.
Yeah.
It all works. So he has this wall of speakers. He's suspended playing an Australian musician's playing. And at one point, there's a flame. The guitar has a flamethrower. So it's a functioning electric guitar with a functioning flamethrower.
I remember Kiss did something like this where when they would pelvic thrust, their crotches would shoot fire.
So like,
one time they malfunctioned.
They actually made, they actually made this whole rig though for this guy to do this.
Very
with.
Cool. So I have awesome. Heard about the guitar man.
Yeah, the guitar man.
I think something along the lines of when you see the guitar guy, you lose it.
When you see the guitar guy, you know, that was the point when you go, okay, this movie is everything I'd hoped it would be. And it's going to continue to be.
It's like the future. Isn't that bad, because we have things like this.
Well, you do realize, like, we have so many post-apocalyptic things. I think we're all kind of waiting on it and half expecting it, so we're trying to just get ready.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Good fade back to last week where we talked about Fallout. Yeah. So.
and then right into Mad Max.
Right into Mad Max. Well, good. What else did you do? Angry Joe, Furry Road or whatever.
Wow, that one's getting weird. Furry Avenue. Thank you, Internet. Yeah.
So
I'm distracted.
Else do you do?
That's pretty much it.
You just saw a movie all week.
Dude, I wish I could see that movie all week.
I gave I'm still $400 to go see the movie as much as I
would totally do.
It's cheaper than paying rent and having your own air conditioner.
Whenever you have cars with two engines,
yeah.
Just saying.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah. I'm still couch surfing, so I just game at work.
Nice.
And stuff.
That's what you do?
No.
Very cool.
I do work at work. Who said that? What? Okay, what did you do last week? Stop talking about me. I'm not interesting. What did you do last week?
I
did lose a bet.
What did you? You did. We'll talk about that bet a little bit later.
All right, we'll hold off on the bet.
Because it's a funny bet. So Witcher 3 came out yesterday. Really, it seemed like it came out 2 days ago because I don't know if they were going. I don't know where CD Projekt Red, the developer, is based out of, but it seemed like it was unlocked whenever I played it late 18th instead of early 19th. Anyway, The Witcher 3, the latest, and I think the closing of the trilogy, of the Witcher trilogy, the games, Witcher 2, Assassination of Kings, and then Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. Really, really good game. I am a huge Witcher fan, and I absolutely love it. In case you've never heard of the Witcher games, it's the games where they show full-on sex scenes, and they don't pull any punches, and they don't do that jump cut away, and they don't care.
That's why Gil loves them.
They curse. Well, dude, it's like, you don't...
Wait, put an M on the front of the box. Let's use that M.
Yeah.
Or is it NC-17? Is that a thing?
I think it's an M.
Or is that movies?
I think it's an M.
That's just movies. Yeah.
But I'm playing this game. The game looks fantastic on my 970. But then I played it on the 960, or the 760 rather, and the 760 actually looks really great on the 760 as well. So the game scales very, very nicely. They went open world with it, which seems like a very trendy thing to do.
Yeah, everything's going open world. Yeah, I'm always too ADD for open world though. Well, I never complete the quest lines.
It doesn't seem open world. It is when you
they keep you focused.
You define what open world means, that you can just go anywhere and do anything.
Yeah.
But they keep you so constrained by level boundaries early on and by quest markers.
So technically, you can go over here, but you'll die.
Yeah. it's kind of like World of Warcraft, it is such an open world game, but I mean, when you linearly, you're steered linearly based off of quests and level, whatevers. So I am loving it. I don't even think I've played 10 hours in it yet, though, just because of work and sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
But
stupid, silly things.
No, did that. I played a little bit of Hotline Miami 2, Wrong Number.
I have not played Hot Number.
Hot Number.
Hot Number.
You got a Hot Number.
Yeah.
Do that, that game. Yeah, ladies, do that Hot Number you did at the beginning. No, Hotline Miami was a fantastic game.
Yeah, Hotline Miami was great.
I think I've played it. I played it on PS3, PS4, PS Vita, and computer.
Did you just want to play it on every... a possible way to play it to make sure you get the full experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
I give you points for that.
Some
will catch on to what just
happened. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the game so far. I really like the music. The music was always good in the first one. The second one, they have a special edition off a good old games version that has all the soundtrack stuff remixed with it. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
And I haven't played it yet, but I'm looking forward to playing it maybe tonight when we get home, or tomorrow, maybe even over the weekend, playing the latest chapter of Life is Strange, the latest episode of Life is Strange. I'm still working on my second chapter review now that the third chapter's out. I figure everyone's kind of picked it up and play it and played it. Again, though, I don't want to do – I'm not doing walkthroughs this time. I'm just doing kind of like chapter episode summaries.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Life is Strange engine, the Unreal engine really, and the game – the way the game looks and everything. It's the stylization. That's what I was more or less reviewing in the first episode review. So I very quickly went through, like, here's the story, but it wasn't about the story. It was about the universe. It was about the environment and the atmosphere of the entire series.
Artistic choices.
Yeah. From all the episodes.
Which is something like, I wish more people would review things like that rather than, you know, just.
You don't want a play by play of the story. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Here's a girl, there's a tornado, she can control time, and her friend's kind of hot.
Let's plays and unboxing videos. Don't get it.
I don't understand it.
I say let's plays are always better without.
You know what I like, there's this guy Linus Tech
Tarvo?
Tips. No, Linus Tech Tips online. He I think he did work for Newegg or Tiger Direct or something, and now he does his own thing. He has his own like Linus Media Group LMG.
Okay,
and he just reviews stuff. He's kind of like Leo Laporte in a ways, or I can't remember the other guy, but you know
I love Leo.
They just review stuff, and he has some talks about some stuff. I can listen to those things because it's unboxing, and then it's the big review. I've tested it with all this stuff. And it's what you'd get on like overclock.net or whatever. You'd see that type of view, only video form. But
sweet. Well, good for that guy.
Yep. Did that. Played a couple other things. I'm in the late stages of getting the apartment back together.
I'm waiting on the phone call.
Yeah, that's really what we're waiting on now.
I'll look off into the distance as we have the montage, the 80s style montage of all of us getting the call.
Getting the call all at once, me in the middle and going, we're getting the band back together. And everyone's like, yes, and hangs it up. They go and get out the band shirts.
I hang it up. I get my spacesuit. I jump out of the space station.
That's it.
I'll hug your fiance for you.
I
apartment needs me.
I imagine it's one of those things where you're like, okay, I'm doing it. And then you're like, you're in a Cadillac and you like fall out the back of an airplane and you're listening to Highway Star as you're flying through the air.
No, let's be fair. It's going to be on the space station. And it's going to be a 69 Dodge Charger.
And you're dropping
and I'm
gonna
drive it just out the side of the space station.
That's it.
With your fiance just going, no, you can't.
Not again.
Go get some duct tape.
These guys.
Get the Russians and some duct tape.
Every time we get the band back together, we break everything. But no, so that's happening. Again, it's after that's something I've kind of been experiencing. This isn't last week. I mean, this is the last month that I've been doing this.
It's a lot of work getting the band back together, man.
Well, it just making sure that you can support this type of party again, because
band like this.
I'm reinforcing the walls.
Get ready.
But no, realistically though, the equipment, all the Rock Band guitars and that we've used over the years. I mean,
we should sign them.
2000. We can do that.
We should sign them.
2007, 2008. I think that's when like Rock Band was in its prime. So when you think about that, it's seven years ago, six years ago. These plastic instruments have been moved three times. They've been used.
They've been thrashed.
I've accidentally. Yeah, we've rocked socks off on those things. And then on top of that, like, I accidentally left batteries in one of them. So, like, and then in my garage for, like, a year or two. So it's like, you know.
Time for an upgrade.
I have to, so that's another thing. You can't buy these things for under $150 anymore per.
Wow.
So it's there's nothing special about it. So I'm taking them apart.
Them.
I'm taking them apart. I'm fixing the whammy bars on them because the whammy bars have lost springs or broken springs. So I'm like getting creative with rubber bands and
nice. This is gonna be the greatest reunion ever.
It's gonna be.
Not making new instruments?
They will be making new instruments. Okay. But that's the thing. Like, you know, Rock Band 4 and the new Guitar Hero Live or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I mean, those aren't out yet, and we may see more things at E3 or CES TGS,
super soon.
Yeah, it's like I think the end of this month, beginning of next month. I'm sure we're going to see some.
This
things.
Is the end of this month.
Yeah,
so I think it's probably next week.
We are going to get something very soon about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But until we get that, you know, I plan on getting the entire set whenever it comes out.
Spoilers! Like, I'm going to buy everything.
If an Activision exec or you know somebody from Harmonix is listening and they'd like to just donate some to the show, man, you'd rock. But I mean, I've already planned. I have this goal and simple set aside. It's just getting ready to spend $500 on. Rock Band stuff, I almost wanted to set a goal aside to just get DLC for the existing Rock Band stuff because it's all transferable. Yeah. You can all use it. So
there's so much.
There's all that. It's a pain getting all that stuff together, making sure it works. There's all the stuff that you you realize Rock Band was such a good series of games.
Yes,
but the game isn't really the problem. It's the instruments, it's the hardware, yeah. All the peripherals. But anyway, we're going to cut to two more songs, come back,
let's play
talk
some
about
music.
Some more stuff. This is Heads Up, Hearts Down by I-Fi Dragons. Before that, or after that, excuse me, Night Force by Power Glove. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I am Red Bear.
You just heard Night Force by Power Glove. Before that, Heads Up, Hearts Down by I-Fight Dragons. This is the retro section. We're going to talk about our favorite retro console, like what console we liked the most back in the day, back in the dizzy. Specifically, I'll start.
Okay.
Because I think we probably have the same
We did talk about some stuff, but... Now, is this just consoles, or do mobile platforms also count?
No, let's go ahead and stick to just we could say console, anything cartridge based.
Anything
let's
cartridge
do that
based.
Because we're gonna lead into something. So anything cartridge based. So it could be a Game Boy or a Game Boy Advance, or if you had some of those Super Graphics or you know whatever, you could even talk about that. So
all right,
I think we're gonna let's go ahead and say retro is N64 back. So not including Nintendo 64.
Not including 64.
That you've got
hamsters are running, the wheels are turning.
You've got the Super Nintendo, the Genesis, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. You got
a lot of things. So why don't we go ahead and you start. What's your favorite?
I've only ever owned a Super Nintendo. I've owned an Atari, but of the modern retro. I don't know.
Retro.
Sounds weird.
Wow. At least it's not future retro.
It's not future retro, but modern soon. Retro. But soon. And good segue in the future. I think the Super Nintendo is probably my favorite only because of the fact that that was the one that I owned the most for the longest time growing up.
I think I'm going to do this scientifically and say my favorite would probably be the console I spent the most time on,
right?
Which would have to be my Game Boy Pocket.
Nice. And okay.
So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite game that was for the Game Boy
absolutely.
Pocket?
Absolutely. Based off the same parameter... I'm going to go with Pokemon Red.
I was going to be like Tetris?
Tetris? No, Tetris is the one I still know where it is.
Yeah, in the Game Boy.
It's in the Game Boy right now, in fact.
In your cube.
In my cube. Yeah, wow. So I have Tetris in the cube. Anyway, no, it would be Pokemon Red because I played it so much the label actually scorched off.
Wow.
Yeah, which was a thing that cartridges will do.
Did you
play them a lot.
Did you have like the light attachment?
One time. They plugged it to like the EXT port or whatever it was called.
Like on the
top.
Yeah,
so you could play at night.
Yeah.
Because that's a thing, kids.
That's what there's an animated image of this kid like sitting down in like the back of his mom's minivan
and the
street lights, and it's like kids will not know the terror
I've
of trying to play a game at night only by street light.
Oh man, that's some memories. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Game Boy.
Very
Pocket.
Cool. I'm gonna say Super Nintendo, and this was a hard one because
what's your game? Wait, can I guess?
Yeah, you can go
ahead
and guess.
Is it gonna be any? Nah, it's not that Mega Man guy. I can't have anything to do with that.
That's probably a guess.
Probably Faceball.
No.
Or Excitebike.
Excitebike. Super Excitebike.
Super Excitebike.
No, Mega Man X. I know I played a lot of Mega Man X. I played a lot of Legend of Zelda.
Play a lot of Legend of Zelda,
yeah.
Specifically Link to the Past.
Illusions of Gaia, I played a lot. Again, like two of those are really long RPGs, you know,
yeah.
So I spent a lot of time on it. Killer Instinct even, like I played a lot of Killer Instinct. I was trying to figure out what the most, I don't know, what I spent the most time on, but I mean, I just played a lot of games. Like
very spastically just playing games all the time.
Yeah, I played some Earthbound. I mean, there were RPGs, but I think it was Super Nintendo, and if I had to guess. And, you know, the cool thing about cartridges is that even if they're really old or whatever, it's hard to kill them. Like, you have to physically destroy them.
Even that doesn't work, burying them in the desert.
E.T.
We found you.
E.T. and what was the other one? Pac-Man.
Yeah.
You Pac-Man. I always wanted to you know, that will destroy the earth one day, I think.
Cartridges?
Those two games.
Cloud-based computing.
Those two games specifically, I think, are worse than anything else that has happened in like, around my lifetime. And, it happened before we were alive.
About the Valdez incident also?
I always plan, the joke is, I always plan on getting two of those cartridges and casing them in glass. And if anything, any dictators or anything try to overthrow America, I'm going to break the glass and throw the cartridges at them.
Sounds like a solid plan.
And what would happen is they pick this up, and it's that last scene from Indiana Jones where the faces are melting. Yeah. And they're like,
That would probably work.
The whole reason we bring up retro games, retro consoles, is because
it's to make me want to go grab my Game Boy out of the other office.
Well, you can do that, and they actually do have a handheld. It's called the Super Boy, I think. It is a Super Nintendo that is shaped like a Game Boy, sort of, and you can put a cartridge in the back, and it's this actual like Super Nintendo that's on the go. It uses, I think, C batteries or something.
Yeah.
Thank you, Second and Charles. That's the only way.
Oh, you got one?
No. But I almost did. Now, the whole reason we bring this up is because there's something that came out in Japan, or that is coming out in Japan, called the Retro Freak, that plays Stand By, because there's a long list, plays games for the Famicom, Super Nintendo, Genesis, PC Engine, TurboGrafx 16-bit version, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color, and the regular Super Graphics.
No.
That is ridiculous.
Turn that into a Mexican hat dance and have the Animaniacs sing it. That way we can all remember it.
That would be amazing. Ah, that's such a good show.
Isn't it?
I want to watch that on YouTube.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it. And that's all hardware-based, by the way. This is not an emulator.
No. No, right. This is all hardware based. There's two things. There's the there's this little box that does all of the work, and then there's the giant.
Call that the console.
Well, no, but then there's a second part of the console where you actually put all of your things in, all of the game console cartridges or whatever. Yeah. So
there's an adapter and then the processor.
So the console is this tiny bit, and it's like about the size of a dinner plate. I guess a middle plate.
Middle plate?
It's like a Nexus 7.
Nexus 7. There we go. 7. Now you're saying words that I understand.
Crunch it about 3/4 of the way and fold it over.
Why'd you make me do that?
Sorry.
You owe me a Nexus.
So you put that inside this giant adapter that has all of the hardware adapters for all the various different console cartridge sizes. Apparently, USB controller support, which is pretty cool. Built-in cheat support, so you got your built-in Game Genie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Currently, it's only going to get a Japanese release.
Well, good for you, Japan.
I hope, because we have things like RetroCons, RetroCon 3, RetroCon Duo, where you can play Genesis and Super Nintendo and regular Nintendo games. But there are a lot of really cool Famicom games, for those that don't know Family Console, Famicom. That was what the NES came from.
Right.
But it's not necessarily compatible with the NES cartridge sizes, because there's physical differences.
Hardware.
You know, same thing with the Super Famicom, the SFC. That turned into the Super Nintendo. No, those were a little more compatible hardware, you know, wise. But anyway, all of this stuff can be ours one day. Hopefully, this video game guy, go ahead and pray to him, because we or her. I don't judge.
Possibly, yeah.
And you know, hopefully, it will get a Western release if we.
So we should all just pray to Gabe.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's the video game god, right?
That's what we should pray to.
And as long as it doesn't go over the number 2, I think we're fine.
Yeah. Portal 2.
This will be the first release. So, God, you know, he has to be sick of hearing that joke.
Yeah, but you know, so he was recently quoted, and I can't remember the exact quote, but he said something to the effect of, if we ignored everything we learned by shipping Portal 2, by releasing all the DLC and everything, then we would release a Half-Life 3. But that's not going to happen. The only way that it's actually going to happen is if a bunch of people internally decided to do it and had a good reason to do it. But he doesn't think that's going to happen. So that could be a red herring to throw us off the case. Or he could be serious that they've learned a lot of negative things in releasing Portal 2 and developing all the DLC and everything for other games. They don't seem to be really interested in Half-Life 3. Now, whether or not that's a real thing or not,
that could just be game.
It does seem like Half-Life Episode 2.
I mean, the rest of the world is interested in
Half-Life 2 Episode 2 ended on such a climactic, like, cliffhanger type of note.
My conspiracy theory is that they have written all this stuff out. Like, you know, they started in Half-Life with the Black Mesa, and then you did the Portal stuff with Aperture, and then, and not spoiling things, you play the games and you'll figure things out.
They'll
and
connect.
I'm thinking they're trying to figure out how to tie this like all together and make it make sense.
A converging universe.
Yeah. Like, they need to get Stan Lee in here to be like, tie this universe together for us.
That'd be nice. He'll just do Secret Wars again and well, we'll all start over. We're going to cut to two more songs, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a little bit of news and wrap up the show. This is Light Up the Night by the Proto Men. After that, Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. You're hearing it here on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. Before that, Light Up the Night by the Proto Men. We're almost out of time, but before that, we're going to go ahead and lay some news down on you, and then we'll end out the show.
So you are well-informed.
Bear, you got some well-informing news. What is going on in the world?
It's about this kid. He reminds me of a younger version of me when I was a kid. Some unnamed 17-year-old kid was arrested.
Is there an older version of you yet?
An older, younger version of me?
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
All right.
I mean, I did a lot of time travel with that machine that we built.
That's it.
So, unnamed 17-year-old kid may be facing some felony charges. You want to guess what he did?
Downloaded a movie.
Probably. Organized a DDoS attack against West Abe School District in Idaho.
Organized?
Because they have computers in Idaho? I didn't even realize
potato
that.
Potato computers. They have pie computers places.
Hey-o. Anyway,
So you made a point to say organized a DDoS attack. You didn't actually say he DDoSed anything.
No, he didn't. He organized this attack. He apparently hired someone else to do it.
Well, that's smart, I guess.
I mean,
Was it like
he still got caught?
Was it like Benny Thompson? You're gonna handle low orbit ion cannon node 1. You know, Susie Jenkins, you're gonna do low orbit ion cannon 2. Everyone, point to my IP now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why this person
sounds like that in my head, but
wow, this is like a closet nerd in his mom's basement.
That's
to you,
it. First off, if you think low orbit ion cannons are really, you know, hacking the planet, if you
hack
think
the
that's
planet,
what it is, no.
I'm kind of a hacker.
I'm sorry. Please stop listening.
Wow. Anyway, this affected 52 schools and 32,000 students.
It actually didn't affect anything.
So as it turns out,
it didn't affect anything. No.
This one dude who is a spokesperson says kids lost all of their work and had to take some tests multiple times.
So he may have not DDoSed, but he organized the DDoS.
The DDoS happened last week.
For those who don't know, DDoS is a denial of service attack. D in DDoS means distributed denial of service attack. So a lot of places doing it all at once on one thing.
You just basically ping an address and fill up the net traffic so nothing else can get through.
You ask more than anyone else is asking for traffic or for websites or for anything, and that means no one else can get
it. So it's kind of like, you know, and Mad Max universe, when you get all your, you know, brothers and arms and everything, you just block a road with all the cars.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's like you're in the shopping cart line and you want to check out, but
nah, you got this guy trying to get through the valley.
In front
you're
of
gonna
you.
Block up the valley
I
with all
seen
your
the movie
V10s.
Yet. I haven't seen the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, go see that movie.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So he got caught apparently, and unfortunately some children had to take a test multiple times or something. I mean, it reminds me of me because I accidentally changed the password that time for every computer.
So you affected everybody?
yeah. But I didn't get arrested and didn't even really organize it, just accidentally did the whole thing.
Accidentally the entire thing.
And, well, if he is charged, though, he'll get 180 days in juvenile detention, and his parents will be charged for financial damages to the school district.
Dude, I would hate that kid if I was his parents. You should have been adopted, little Jimmy Thompson.
Billy Drop Tables.
Billy Drop Tables. So in other news, Guillermo del Toro, who is responsible for Hellboy, well, not for Hellboy, but directing Hellboy.
He made Hellboy?
No. Pan's Labyrinth and Pacific Rim.
All wonderful films.
We knew that he was recently going to come on board to do the new Silent Hills game with Metal Gear Solid creator Hideo Kojima. But recently, Hideo Kojima is being dismissed from or is leaving Konami Studios. In fact, the entire Kojima Studios is being dissolved, more or less, it appears. And Silent Hills has been canceled as a result. We have a quote from Del Toro says, "Well, you know, I've tried twice, and I don't know if I'll ever come back to the form. In one instance, the company went down, and in the second, the completely unexpected happened, which was Kojima and Konami separating. It's kind of left me reeling." So, unfortunately, it looks like Del Toro is not going to make any more video games, which is unfortunate because in a previous quote, he says what we wanted to do with the game, and we were very much in agreement on this, was to take the technology and make it as cutting edge as we could in creating terror in the house. The idea was very, very atmosphere drenched. I wanted that.
Yeah. No, good horror games are hard to come by.
I wanted it so much, but... It doesn't seem like we're going to get much of it. The PT, I think I still have PT downloaded on my PlayStation 4. I don't know if I can still play it. I might do a walkthrough and just analyze everything about it, record the video and upload it. So we
can all know.
We'll keep you up to date on that. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
How did that happen?
We ran out of time talking.
Quickly, to the DeLorean.
To the DeLorean. Fun fact, Lego Dimensions, a new game that's coming out, is actually, it's got Christopher Lloyd playing Doc Brown in the commercial. So definitely check that out.
I've not seen that. Wow.
But anyway, we're out of time. Before we go, though, let's tell you about all of our internet offerings. Bear, we have a site. What is the website?
As always, we keep it at exppoints.com, where you have to double tap the P.
You have to, otherwise it will not work. We also have social media offerings. Go to exppoints.com/social. You could check out all of the stuff there. Remember, online, iTunes, and on Stitcher, we have all of our stuff uploaded. So if you wanted to listen to us on your drive to work or when you're taking your bubble bath, if you really want that, you can go ahead and listen to us anywhere, all the time, anytime,
all the time.
We have probably 100 episodes or something uploaded by this point. So, I mean, definitely check this out.
Yes, it's scientific.
Next week, we will have more for you, though, next Wednesday at 9 p.m. Please, 9 p.m. Central, I guess.
Yeah, always
Chicagoan time.
Chicagoan time? Central Standard Time.
Central Standard Time in America. Check us out next Wednesday, because we'll have a lot of really cool stuff. Until then, enjoy your, I think it's Memorial Day coming up. Enjoy Memorial Day. Enjoy your, maybe a 3 or 4 day weekend, depending on where you work. And we will see you later. We're going to leave you with two songs, though, before we leave.
Hope you enjoy them.
This is OG Original Gamer by MC Lars and MC Frontalot. And then we're going to end out everything with The Princess That Saved Herself from Jonathan Colton. I've been MG.
And I've been Red Bear.
And you've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
OG Original Gamer, sad as fist of a stranger. OG.